Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Geekly Reveals, that show where we reveal last week's pop culture news. As always, I'm your host, Dom, aka Brother Dom, and as always, I'm joined by the ever effervescent co-host. Would you like to tell the people who you are?
Hi, all. It is I, the Stephanie, aka Captain Steph, on the Twitters, the Snowqueer on the Tumblrs. I'm on some other places on the internet too, but we'll get to that later.
That's awesome. How are you doing today?
It's been a week already, but I'm having a good evening.
It's been some shoes. You know, I don't think effervescent is a good way to describe a person.
Bubbly?
Yeah, you're not physically bubbly.
Not physically bubbly, but I have a bubbly personality. Don't I?
You do. You're not bubbling literally. You're not
a bitter personality.
It's been some time. The internet has been a dumpster fire. We're not going to get into it because why? Let's be happy. Let's be joyful. Yes. But we have to do the thing where we acknowledge it and say, it's rough, but we're not ignoring it, but we're not going to talk about it here because y'all know what's going on in every corner of the internet. But the world actually is good sometimes. Did you know that, Steph? Did you know that?
I've heard about that. So you tell me how?
It's like, actually, we have like three good things and one garbage thing that's not even actually garbage, but... So NBA Live 18. NBA Live is bringing the WNBA to it. It's a video game. It's a video game series where you simulate basketball, and they are bringing women in to the WNBA players.
Wait, you're telling me there's going to be women in a video game?
You know, I feel like that joke works better for, like, the first series that did it. So now it's just more sad than, like, let's be sarcastic, because, like... They got beat by, like, NHL and FIFA, from what I understand.
Yikes.
So I think they're the last series, from what I understand, where there's, like, a comparable league that they could add. Like, there's no women's NFL league, so that's... They wouldn't add them in. So I think NBA was, like, one of the last ones. Like, soccer and hockey have been doing it for a decent amount of time, so... That's good news. So if you kind of like basketball and you're like, I just kind of wish there was women, that's what would push me over the edge...
Mm-hmm.
Now it's time.
No, the time is now.
Yes, that's true. And in other video game news, there was a Splatfest this weekend. Oh, do you have anything else to say about the WNBA? I don't really care for basketball that much as a video game.
I'm glad for them.
Okay.
Just more. It's more of like a bullet point than a talking point.
Yeah, it's a good thing. It's I was surprised at how much vitriol wasn't in the thread. I mean, I didn't go searching too far. I was like, how sexist is this going to get and how fast? And most of it was just like, it's about time. Mm-hmm. Whether you like the WNBA or not, like, you know how much space we could fit on a disc? What do you, like, why is this not here by now? So it's there. So it's cool. Moving on, Splatfest was this weekend for Splatoon 2. I played in it. I participated for a little bit. I was helping.
Were you on Team Arena?
Yeah, that's what I should just call it. I didn't play too much. I was helping the girlfriend move, but I played on Team Arena / Team Ketchup, and we lost, actually.
Rest in pieces.
There's a few metrics, and they judge it differently than they did in the last game. So they judge it on three metrics, and none of them are weighted, which is what got us. They judge it on popularity, solo performance, and, like, team performances. So I think solo performance is, like, what power ranking did you get over time? Like, how much did you ink, like, kills and all that? And teams, I would assume, is how many wins you got. But it may have been, like, how many solo wins did you get versus, like, teams that logged on. So we won the popularity contest, 73-27. Like, handily won. Like, ridiculously high, which I was like, uh-oh, that's bad. That's always bad. So we lost solo wins, like, 51-49.
Close.
And then the team leads like 52-48 or something equally close. So if you weight that in the popularity swing, we still would have won, like how I think they used to, but there's no weighting, so it was like we lost 1-2. And I'm like, oh, that seems like busted, but whatever, it's fine. It's just a Splatfest. The reason I like to win is so I can get more of like the sea snails and upgrade my gear. Like the trash talking is annoying in the Miiverse, like, crap, my team lost, but like it doesn't matter, we weren't playing competitive, it was just like turf war, so it's a nice event, you know, the off the hook.
What an important like such an important conflict to have resolved not in your favor. Ketchup is so much better than mayonnaise.
I mean, I would agree. But they also were smart not to put up, like... Like, ketchup, I think, is the only condiment mayonnaise could have, like, actually beat.
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe relish, but, like, that's more of, like, a dressing. But, like, mustard, that stands up pretty well. Honey mustard, definitely better. Barbecue sauce, absolutely. Like, mayo versus barbecue sauce, that's pretty much saying, hey, we have... Do you just want to shoot the white ink? That's pretty much why you would pick mayonnaise over barbecue.
Wedding confirmed.
Yeah, it was the white goo versus blood splatfest. But yeah, but the little in-game rap group, you know, Pearl and Marina off the hook, they do their little performance, like, in the background. You know, mm-hmm. The levels were cool. Marina helped make one of the stages in canon, and it looks like one of the levels from single player, like, the background and stuff. So it's like, oh, you know, she, like, really, they were really playing to her, like, Octoling or Octarian background, so that's cool. I like that she's the one who sings and does the equipment, and Pearl's kind of, like, the over-the-top, like, uses way too much, like, AAVE. So, like, like, we have a character that's brown, but we're not going to, like, play into the stereotypes of her being brown. Like, she's not necessarily black, but, like, all the Inklings kind of talk in, like, sort of, like, yo-yo-yo AAV, but also, like, hipster, like, it's gnarly, dude. Like, so it's more of this, we took how all millennials talk and mashed it in together. So you have this weird culture that doesn't actually exist, but might. And Pearl's more of the one that raps, so it's like... Is this more or less racist? I don't know. I'm not bothered by it because they're both adorable and it's kind of like Pearl's so ridiculous. You're like, look at this little gremlin child. But it was nice. It was a fun time. I got some of the shells. And yeah.
Nice.
But Mayo won, so there's that. And last video game news for the segment. Overwatch Summer Games starts today, a.k.a. Tuesday, a.k.a. Ooh. A couple days ago when you're hearing this, probably.
And oh my lord, the skins.
Like, I didn't think they were going to have stuff to floor us this well. I didn't think they'd actually pull the trigger on some of this stuff. You've seen the skins.
I've seen the skins.
Has thirst been activated to any degree?
Thirst is active.
So, you can get one of, from what I've seen, one of two splash pages when you start the game up. At least I got one splash page and then another one, like, later. Like, normally, like, when you have the Christmas one, it was just the Christmas people with McCree creeping in the back. When Doomfist or a new character's live, you just keep getting them as a splash page. And then it just goes to different stuff. And when it was the anniversary, it was just, like, the whole cast. But for this, I just open the game up, and it's just McCree's bare-ass chest looking at me. I'm like, oh... Oh, okay. Then Widow in a bikini in Grillmaster 76 is the name of the skin. So Widow's like in a bikini with like the little towel skirt thing. Like, somehow they put a character in a bikini, and I guess, I don't know if it's due to her normal skin or what, but it doesn't seem super cheesecakey somehow. Like, it doesn't...
Yeah, there's nothing about this that I'm like, oh man, yikes.
Like, it seems less than her regular skin. Like, you gave her less clothes and it somehow is more tasteful. But, like, she has nice little wedges, which are, like, summery, so it's cool. So, yeah, McCree has, like, the flare gun and, like, a straw hat and a towel. And he's, like, bleach blonde hair, like a Baywatch kind of thing. But the Grillmaster 76 is so good. Like, his gun says assault rifle, like A-salt rifle on it. It's like, it has a propane tank and, like, a little... torchy thing at the front. His healing station is a beer can. He's wearing socks and sandals, like an apron that says raise the stakes, and it's like the steaks, like the food. And I'm like, this is
so good.
Full dad mode. And some people would say, oh, you know, Blizzard really like uses a lot of fan labor, and I'm like, yeah, fine, but we get stuff like this. And he has the goofy dad dance from the anniversary event, so it's like, he's like full on dead at this mode, and it's great. I want that skin so bad. So, and all the ones from last year are returning at a discounted price because we weren't able to buy them through the first time because it was the first event. Lucio Ball is back. It's a little bit tweaked. There's a competitive mode for it. Sombra has like a scuba skin kind of thing. Like, she's not in the scuba gear, but she has, like, the goggles on her head and, like, flippers on her side and a little, like, half-skirt thing. Looking...
doing some snorkeling or something.
Looking as beautiful as ever. And then your boy Gabriel has to be extra as always.
Wearing... he's got, like, what, like, the BMX outfit, but he's wearing his fucking skull mask underneath the helmet.
And, like, a skull cape. And so, like, everybody got sprays Like, everybody got sprays last year or this year if they're new to it with, like, a them doing an Olympic event. So Sombra got added, so she got, like, high jump. Doomfist got shot put, which... it's obvious that he would be boxing, so good job on them subverting it. Orisa, I forget what hers was. Javelin, I think. But everybody got, like, that thing. So, Reavers was already a BMX rider. But, like, so I'm like, oh, they'll give him that skin. Like, no, we're gonna go extra. Like, they could just give him, like, the BMX helmet, but they're like, no, we're gonna do a little bit more. Some poses, some really good highlight intros. Hanzo has one where he shoots his bow. He shoots his arrow through another arrow to open a target. Like, it breaks the target, and he's just standing there all dope. Pharah, like, does a little, like, half... like, she dribbles a basketball, does a spin, does, like, a little half hover jump, then super jumps, does, like, the under-the-leg running man thing, and, like, dunks on a fucking rim and just breaks the glass. And you're just like, skush! And I was like, yo, Pharah is, like, this mad woman kind of person. Like, she has, like, a guitar emote, like... she has, like, slam dunking in her, like, one of her sprays. It's just charming in a way. And Junkrat has this cricket skin now. No one saw that coming, but it's cool. So it's just fun. Like, it got me to jump back in the game a little bit. I love this game. And Mercy has, like, a goddess skin. Like a Greek goddess or something kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. I read it's like Nike, the goddess of victory.
Yeah, that makes sense. And then everybody got new voice lines and stuff like that. Some of them are pretty good. Like, Zarya got one, it's like, why are you so angry? It's just a game. And I'm like, oh my god, people are gonna troll with this. I think Doomfist is a reference to a famous athlete. He's like, I'm so mean, I make medicine look sick. Like, I'm gonna look that up. I'm so mean.
Look it up.
Yeah, who is this? It's a Muhammad Ali quote, yeah, okay. And that makes sense, because he has, like, a spray that's, like, the one of Muhammad Ali standing over somebody, but it's Doomfist instead of Muhammad Ali, and instead of, I think it's Jeff Frazier, I can't remember who he beat. It's, like, one of the OR-15 units that he blew up, so you're like, damn, the references. So, I don't know, I'm in love with this game so much, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I just need some, like, this was, like, the perfect positivity spike for, like, the week I've been having, the 7 days previous.
I'm just here for the pretty skins, let's be real.
They're so good.
I logged into Overwatch for the first time in like 3 months. I was like, give me that loot box.
So
I didn't even get anything.
The free box they gave me one of Tracer skins from last year, and I'm like, oh, okay, that's I'm not mad. Like, obviously it doesn't matter, it's game, but like, I was like, it would have been nice to get one of these legendaries, but at the same time, that's 1,000 coins that I would have been, like, on the fence about. I'm glad you gave me something, so. They have the new loot box system where you get less duplicates in either more coins or just less duplicates, so that seems to be working pretty well. Because there's so many, like, BS items in the game, like voice lines and player icons and sprays that people don't really care about. And it's like, I keep getting duplicates of things I have, and there's so much stuff I haven't unlocked. Like, why don't you give me some of that stuff? Especially once you've been in the game for a year, some of the, like, the competitive streamers, they keep getting duplicates, and they don't even have everything, so wild. But I'm looking forward to all the McCree cosplayers. They're kind of...
oh my lord. Pool party Draven and pool party McCree.
Yo. The con scene ain't ready for all that chess hair.
Oh my lord. No, you know what's surprising is how little chest hair McCree himself has in skin.
So there's some.
He seems kind of bare chested.
I need to look at that skin again for science. And here's why. You want to know what's not right about this? This new. So it's still pulling up his old one for like from so long ago. It's not just his left nipple. Like, you would have thought the towel would have covered his right nipple.
Yeah.
But it doesn't.
Like, it would have been, like, a proper, like, the serape kind of thing.
Not so much just that, but, like, because his covers his left arm.
Uh-huh.
Because, like, cause it's his whole... But, like, every other character, if they have a nipple out, it's the right one. It's the left one. And I'm just surprised that they, like, took a break for once.
So what's the S on now? On his belt?
Safe?
Safe-ass motherfucker? Like...
Sunny? He has some chest hair going on.
A little bit, yeah.
It's not a lot, but it's enough to say... He doesn't have a six-pack, though.
No, yeah, it's not what I would have expected. Like, the amount of body hair isn't what I would have expected based on his face.
So, is it your computer settings, or is it just... Because I think that won't render as much if you have one on low settings.
Oh, I don't know. I'm looking at a picture for Anna on, like, .esports.
Oh, that's what I'm on. Yeah, okay. I still, like, yeah, there's some good-ass skins here, man. I can see some. Yeah, but you would think there would be more chest hair.
Let me just tell you that the McCree on my body pillow has a little bit more chest hair.
We've talked too much about McCree's chest hair. Which is not too much, just in general, just too much for now.
Is it time to
move to
carry on to a different...
Yeah, I think Overwatch in Los Angeles is this coming weekend, or next weekend.
The World Cup?
Yeah, the World Cup. It's the group stage this weekend. So it's worth watching.
Drillmaster 76 still has... He's got socks and sandals.
Exactly, he's such a dad. And he's wearing, like, sunglasses and a smartwatch. He still has a, like, it's funny that he has his gun on his back, like, he has a gun on his back waist, like, his...
Diet heal up.
Yeah, it's weird, because he always has a secondary weapon, like, the gun, he never uses it, so it, like, literally does nothing. It's just, like, this joke that he still has, like, his sidearm, and, like, his smartwatch and the beers on his left shoulder, like, the back of his Hawaiian shirt says 76 on it, like, it's so much, like... There's just so much going on, but
he's got, like, some lorries in his belt, like, get that seasoning salt on.
Like, Soldier 76 seasons his food.
Like, what's everyone else's excuse?
Like, I don't know what the hell the Game Grumps thought they were doing with their Dream Daddy game, because I think we found our Dream Daddy right here. He has fucking tan lines on his knees, like... Wearing this shitty smartwatch, like, and these, like, golf shades.
He's got specialized hooks on his apron for his salt and his pepper and his seasoning salt and, like, his, like, different kind of tongs.
Like, this is, like, a tactical vest. Like, this is a tactical apron.
Sexy ass motherfucker? I have no idea. What does this S stand for, man? Spanish American motherfucker.
Yeah, we got K-1 Deadpool. I don't know how to transition out of that.
Oh, wait. Oh, God. Someone said he's a seasoned pro. Soldier 76 is a seasoned pro.
Is that on the...
That's on Kotaku.
It's funny. So Symmetra's, like, her turret turns into an eyeball on her, like, on her Halloween skin. And, like, various other characters, like, parts of their stuff will change when their skin changes. Like, Junkrat's tire turns into, like, a shock tire when he's Dr. Junkenstein. Like, the little motor thing on Torbjorn's back turns into, like, a ship wheel when he has, like, his pirate costume. So, like, all these things happen. So, like, I was like, what does Soldier's, like, healing station look like? And you never get to, like, on the weapon screen where you, like, click next to, like, when you're on the skin, look at the skin, the weapons. It never showed you his healing station. It's always been the same. So I'm like, they updated their game to show you the in-game model because it's this freaking beer can. And they're like, we want you to know that we're proud of this damn beer can. Because you couldn't see some metrics until it started having designs on it. And I like the subtle, like, well, we got to make sure that they know. And is like Junkrat's peg leg a cricket bat? Like, this game is the most extra. Like, McCree has sandals. This is so, everything about this is extra. In the best kind of
so
way.
So much.
I love it.
It's so good.
But
yes, Deadpool and Cable.
Let the thirst keep on rolling, I guess, so we know like what Cable's going to look like in Deadpool 2.
Yeah, so they finally released a... Ryan Reynolds has been tweeting stuff out, basically. Like, that's where all this...
He's the press team.
He's the source for all of this.
He's just the press team.
Yeah, so he was like, I got this movie made by wanting it hard enough, and... now I'm going to get this movie, like... loved by wanting it hard enough, basically.
Someone said, this is bullshit, man. This Cable doesn't look anything like the comics. Like, the proportions are actually correct. Like, even
he doesn't have a barrel chest. This isn't Cable.
Like, even the snark about this is, like, somewhat tongue in cheek. Mm-hmm. Like, I every time they show us something with Domino, I progressively want people to, like, get more ridiculous about it. Like, Even the purists were like the status quo purists were like, her eye needs to be more prominent. I'm like, but you're fine with her being black? Like, she wasn't black before, but like, if they can make her some kind of, like, have like some skin condition, I'll live with it. Fuck it. And I'm like, this is the world we're in now. Like, comic book fans are starting to like, take it easy. Too much thirst from all these hot adults. You know, we always... We think a lot about people getting to see themselves in fiction. That's important. You know me, representation matters.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to circumvent that. But you know what's also really important, like, after that? Seeing your desires on screen. And, look, if you have any kind of thirst in the year 2017, it has been satiated on some kind of screen. Like... There's, like, no matter, you can be the most, like, stereotypical vanilla person on one end, or the most, like, into, like, all kinds of stuff, all kinds of demographics on the other side. Something has been on computer video game screens this year that you're like, whoo, let me take a break real quick, whoo. And I think that's beautiful. We have made it to a good place, you know, I can't tuck and roll out of that. Like, we're in a year that got like Dream Daddy. Like, we got Dream Daddy and Widow in a Bikini. Like, who's upset
at the same time?
Like, within 2-3 weeks of each other.
Yeah, I'd say there's some good in the world.
There is some good in the world. Like, as much bad as in the world.
We may all be dead in a nuclear holocaust in a week, but for now.
For now.
There's some good in the world.
There's some legendary skins I've got to unlock.
Hell yeah.
I actually like them. It's not even just thirst. I'm like, that looks good. Like,
yeah.
Cable looks good.
Aesthetically.
Is Domino hot? Of course she's hot, but wow, what a good design.
Yeah.
What the hell, man? This is... being a nerd is fun. We're being spoiled again.
Yeah, it's a good week.
It's a good week for good news. It's been a horrific week for bad news, so I guess we should have known good news was going to happen.
Break even, I guess?
Yeah.
Question mark?
Break even in the amount of stories, let's say that.
Sure.
On that note, you want to go to some music?
Yes.
Okay, cool. It's going to be good, because speaking of good news, OC Remix has released their 62nd community album. It's called, I think, Mirror Link or something. It'll be in the show notes, but it's a community album on The Legend of Zelda, A Link to the Past. So I'll put a song from that in right here, and we'll see you after that.
Cool.
Welcome back to Geekly Reveal. Hope you like that music. Here's some editor's notes. Actually, that's the 63rd OC Remix album.
He thought he was so smooth knowing what the music was going to be before, like in the middle of recording.
Oh, I know what album it's coming from. It's actually the 63rd Free Community Arrangement album, and it's called Mirror Image, A Link to the Past Remixed. So, I don't know what the song's going to be. I haven't even listened to it yet, but I'm excited about it, and I trust most of the remixers on the site to make good music. And the ones I don't trust, I just don't know. So yeah, give that a listen. It's, as always, their stuff is free. Go check it out. There's a link in the show notes. And we're back with some more news.
Yes.
What do you want to start with,
All
Steph?
News.
There's a few different things here.
Well, you said you didn't have much to talk about for this, so let's just jump in order.
Yeah, let's just go.
How's Pickle Rick?
Pickle Rick! It's a new episode of Rick and Morty. We were teased with Pickle Rick a long, 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 long time ago, even before the Szechuan saw stuff. We saw an animatic where Pickle Rick got a rat head chopped off and then used it to, like, power a little machine he rigged up to give himself, like, a body on his pickle. Like, he's a pickle and got body parts put onto him and, like, proceeded to, like, wreck a bunch of rats. And we're like, how did he get in this situation? And now we find out how he got in and out of it. This is a very interesting season. It's good. It's really, really good. It's really funny. It's not as funny as I think the writers have the capability to be. But they're, like, stumbling into, like, not stumbling as in, like, accident, but, like, how Rick would stumble when he's drunk into, like, some really deep philosophical things. And I know the people are well-read and geniuses. So you wonder how much of that is intentional and how much of it is just they have knowledge of it. Like, I listen to the Wisecrack guys. Like, they do Wisecrack on YouTube. But they also have a podcast just for Rick and Morty this season. And they were talking about how the episode, and they're like, and they're the kind of people who are like, we're looking too much into this, but are we? Or is this what they meant to do? Or, like, did we happen to find this meaning? Or did they accidentally put this meaning in? But, like, there's a lot of, like, Freudian stuff in there, but not just, like, the phallic Freudian stuff, but also, like, the oral and anal stuff that Freud did. And they're like, you can make the case for it, and these writers probably know about it. But is that on purpose, besides, like, the occasional dick joke here and there? And there's a case to be made, and they get into, like, stuff about therapy. This episode kind of makes a stance that, like, therapy's not for everybody, but people that it's for, it can really help them. But, like, don't just out and out dismiss it. Like, give it a shot. There's, like, a lot in there. Like, Danny Trejo's in this episode. the doctor's voiced by Susan Sarandon. So there's, like, star power in here for, like, silly jokes, good jokes. There's a lot going on. There's, like, a continuity in this. Like, the show always has continuity, but they're kind of, like, the episodes aren't serial, but, like, the first episode of the season picked up with the fallout of last season, with Rick being captured, or Will giving up to the jail. He gave himself up to jail. And then Beth and Jerry, like his daughter and son-in-law, so Morty's mom and dad, got divorced. And the next two episodes are directly dealing with the fallout of that. Still with fantastical adventures and nonsense, but it's like there's a divorce arc going on. Rick very much isn't getting along with it. How much of it, like, there's like this whole disaffected thing he does where he's like, I don't care about anything. I don't even care about my daughter. Like, there's an infinite amount of my daughters. I don't care. Like, he says stuff like that. But there's a line that I won't go too much into this because this isn't a deep dive and some spoilers. But Rick says to someone's like, I've never died before. And Rick's like, that's going to be your downfall. You're not open to new experiences. And the person says, I'll kill. He's like, I'm not going to die before I see my daughter. And Rick says, well, I'll kill anyone to protect my daughter. Or something along those effects. You're like, that wasn't, like, a performative thing that he... Like, he was being macho, but, like, why would he throw, like, his love for his daughter out there as, like, a... Like, that person doesn't... I don't know. It just seemed like he cares more about his daughter than he's willing to admit to himself, and I find that infinitely interesting. Like, so much of the show is, like, I don't give a shit. The world's bullshit. But, like, dude, you tried to kill yourself from depression before, like, you obviously have some stuff you need to work through. Like... Not saying that any way is the best way to do that, but like for you to say I'm completely fine is objectively false. Despite the fact that you're a super genius. So all that to say, this is an amazing show. I don't think they really make light of serious things, but they do make light of life as a whole. Evidenced by the fact that Rick was a pickle
for
like 95% of the episode, maybe 96.7%. It's really good. It's if you like the show, you'll love it. If you've never watched Rick and Morty before, you can go watch this on Adult Swim for free still. I'd check it out, and if you even remotely dig what they're doing, I'd say go watch the rest of the show. Yeah. So tell me about your shows, season 3.
Okay, well, actually, I'm going to jump to the next thing real fast because it is the exact opposite of good storytelling, apparently. So one site, it's been taken down now, but because like a bunch of people bounced off of it and they all had to retract it too, because apparently they broke a reviews embargo by posting about it. ABC had been like, here's a copy, but you can't post about it until X or something. Apparently, the Inhumans TV show is, like, the worst thing that has happened to Marvel TV, period. Like, and Iron Fist is a thing. Like, the person who reviewed it was like, as one of the few people on the internet who actually enjoyed watching Iron Fist, this is a mess. Like, and I mean, like, we talked about this in the show before, like, that wig, that, like, Medusa's wig is a mess. Like, it didn't seem like anyone involved in it is having fun.
That's like, bad. That's so...
Like, the actors are already, like, very disillusioned. Like, the producers are not, like, already, like, redirecting and giving, like, Trump answers to interviewers. Because they're already just, like... Like, oh, guys, don't judge it until you see it. Like, let us...
I think people have a pretty good idea of, like, I don't need to see this to know.
Like, I can tell, and, like, it's supposed to, what was especially, like, troubling is that this was supposed to be, like, their, first of all, they cut the Inhumans movie from the movie lineup.
Strike one.
In part to focus on the TV instead. So, like, but they were going to release the first episode, pre-release it on IMAX before they released it on TV. So it was, like, supposed to be shot for IMAX and, like, be this, like, very visually impressive series. And it is just not looking like that.
I have a friend who keeps tweeting stuff, and he's like, how do you get these costumes this wrong? Like, not only are they bad costumes, but it's like, these are fantastical characters. And you're bringing their costumes to look like... It's like if you had the Green Goblin and had made him look like the Hulk, but the Green Goblin size. Like, that wouldn't be enough.
Yeah, like, it's just, like, the like, Medusa's outfit is so bad. Like, not only is the color, like, that like, Daphne purple color is, like, not even the color of her regular outfit.
Daphne purple.
But, like, it's also, like, her hair is so bad. It's so bad. Like, it's comically terrible, and, like, that's her power. Her power is to fight people with her hair.
Has she fought anybody with her hair yet?
Like, what you've seen, what I've seen of it in the trailer, like, the clips and stuff, looks a mess.
That's unfortunate. Well, you know what? You know what's good about, I think this does lead us into something, so we'll follow this path. You want to know what's, Disney wants to have a streaming service. This is... I don't think it's a good idea. That's today's news. No, it's not a hard shift because Inhumans is Marvel, who's owned by Disney, correct?
True.
And so they're gonna, so it's related. It's you're right. It's a clunky shift, but it was one tried to shift. The clutch was touched. car jokes.
The car stalled, but it kept going.
But didn't stop.
Yeah.
So Disney wants to start their own streaming service. They're going to take all their stuff off of Netflix, I believe, and assume and delete every other thing they're on. And are they explicitly saying, like, the Star Wars and Marvel properties, too?
Yeah, that's what I don't know. I'm like, it's very breaking news. Like, I'm looking at the Twitter story right now, like, the moment.
Because, like...
And, like, it's... They're, because it says, like, they're launching independent streaming service in 2019 and an ESPN streaming service even earlier.
See, okay, that's how they'll get people, I believe. Like, I think people would pay for an ESPN streaming service. Because, like, sometimes, like, you don't need to watch ESPN all day. Like, if you really like all the talking heads and the pundits, cool. But if you're like, I just want SportsCenter, it'd be real nice to say, yo, let me turn on SportsCenter for, like, 20 minutes, like, for the loop. Let me watch the games. Maybe I'll watch Pardon the Interruption. I know Bomani Jones is going to be on today. He's one of my favorite talking heads. I'll watch him. Or Stephen A. Smith is going wild today. I'll see what he's saying. But you don't want to, like, you don't necessarily need to watch it all the time. And it'd be better if that stuff was a little bit more in your control. Or even just, I want to watch the game, and I have my tablet, my kid's on the TV.
So they are going to be taking off Disney and Pixar titles. Marvel shows are going to stay, obviously, because they are...
Netflix-owned.
Netflix, yeah, like, partly created.
What about, like, the movies, the Marvel movies?
Marvel movies, it doesn't qualify, but it says new platform will be home for all Disney movies going forward, starting with the 2019 slate, which is Toy Story 4, live action Lion King, Frozen 2, and there will also be Disney streaming exclusive.
So they're banking on the animated stuff because, granted, Marvel's gonna go forever, but like their major plots are finishing up before 2019. Like Infinity War Part 2 is gonna be done. Like, and I care about the other characters, but like with the rumor that some of the main characters might not make it out of this alive, I think people might fall off. Like, I'll still be here because I like the other characters, but like Disney's making a gamble, dog.
Yeah, I mean, I guess even if you have like, how many Disney animated movies are there? That's like 100 movies. Like, plus if you put all the Disney Channel original stuff on there, and, like, you could have, like, Proud Family streaming, and, like...
So, that's the angle they'll get. I appreciate that you brought Proud Family up. I was gonna go Kim Possible, but think about that, though. Like, if you bring back all, like...
All the, like, Disney Channel shows that people were obsessed with. Like, what? Not only your Gravity Falls, but, like, the...
Like, the era when Kingdom Hearts was coming out. And the reason I say that is because I was watching Kim Possible when I saw the original commercials. But, like, so, like, are you thinking... So, they bring up... Okay, they get all the Disney movies, like, the Disney canon. We can call it the Princess canon, because that's really what it is. Plus, like, the Wreck-It Ralph, Vanellope's a Princess. But then your Disney cartoons. So, DuckTales is coming up. But then, like, the old DuckTales. And, like, your Kim Possibles, like, your Proud Families, like, that era.
Whatchamacallit, you got Tailspin.
Tailspin.
You got Darkwing Duck.
Yeah, like...
You got all of, like, the straight-to-video movies, the Three Amigos.
I was gonna say, but, like, what about, like, the frickin' Disney Channel original films?
Like, Cadet Kelly kind of stuff?
Yeah, like with, like... The Mallory sisters, Hilary Duff, like, there's a whole canon where people... You'd get a solid month of memberships.
Smart House, like...
I don't know how long this would last, but you would get... I would subscribe to that for, like, a couple months, like...
Just to get your fix of all your old... Like, they could put fucking Lizzie McGuire on there.
Lizzie McGuire? Even Stevens? Dog. Even Stevens was, like, legit.
Disney. We got some ideas for
actually,
you.
Like, okay, this isn't the best idea, but it's actually not the worst idea. If done...
We've come around... You heard it here live.
That's assuming they play the nostalgia card. Like, would people pay? I don't know what the price is. So this isn't a bad idea. I guess we're so cynical, but like this could really be a cool thing. But will it work? Is a different story. With like people already have a subscription to Netflix, to Hulu, to Apple Music, to Google Play, to HBO. Nobody has a subscription to YouTube Red that they didn't get with Google Play. Like, no one, like, whoever bought it...
No one actively was like, you get your Amazon Prime, got...
Like, I don't... Like, I'm sure some people... Look, if anyone bought YouTube Red, it had to be because they were PewDiePie fans and knew he was getting a show. And say what you will about the guy, he does problematic stuff, and I'm not going to excuse it, but the man knows how to...
How to market.
Do whatever the hell it is that he is famous for. I assumed it's Let's
Plays. He sure knows how to do what he does.
I thought it was Let's Plays, but he had a show where he was going to go to scary places, and I'm like, congratulations on your branding? Too bad he, like, does problematic stuff. What else we got? We covered a lot there. We covered a lot. So, I don't know if we talked about it before. Let's bring this up real quick. Star Wars 9 is looking at a new writer or something.
Yeah.
So, this happened for the last week's show, but I don't think we did cover it. If we did...
I'm not sure when exactly this news dropped. So, Star Wars 9 is being written and directed by Colin Trevorrow of cinematic masterpiece Jurassic World? Ooh. Question mark? Like,
those are size 20 font scare quotes.
Those are bad to begin with. Like, I mean, like, he is not someone I trust with a nuanced female character to begin with.
So I definitely remember you saying those words.
Yeah, because so Jurassic World was a goddamn mess.
We had to have talked about this, because this feels...
We talked about it in our, like, blog thread.
Okay.
Like, to a great extent. Especially because... So they brought on a script doctor. But, unfortunately, with the passing of Carrie Fisher, it's not a script doctor with talent. I guess they ran out of talented script doctors.
I mean, Hollywood. I don't think there's a better script doctor than the late, great Carrie Fisher.
Because the script doctor they decided to bring in is one of the writers of Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. Which is, first of all, divisive to begin with, just for the fact that it's like a Harry Potter sequel. But also because it's, like, comically queerbaiting, like, horrifically, like, ridiculously queerbaiting, like, on top of being just, like, a wild-ass, like, insane-in-the-membrane nonsense plot about, like, Voldemort getting some and his, like, magical daughter, like...
That's a sentence also... that I didn't like any part of that sentence. Sorry.
But also... Like, they spend, like, the entire show building up the like, friendship and, like, close companionship between Harry and Malfoy's sons. And then at the end, like, in, like, a comical, like, about-shift move, Malfoy's son, like, is like, oh, cool, now I have the confidence to ask that girl out. Like, and just, like, turns around and it's like, haha, you thought it was gay, but it's not. Like, the queerbaitiest. And what's comical about, like, in, like, a haha, everything is awful way about him coming on, this writer coming on to the Star Wars movie, is that a lot of people have put a lot of their emotional biz into the pairing of Finn and Poe. And this is the last movie in this trilogy, and I mean, if Kathleen Kennedy says this is what you gotta do, man, this is what they're gonna do. Like,
also, yeah,
but
because here's the thing about Disney, whether or not there's like queer stuff in Star Wars 8 and 9, I think they have such control of their brand most of the time that we really don't have to worry about if whatever happens gets handled nicely. Because if they're like, yo, we want that queer money, dog, he's going to handle it badly, but it's going to be in there. And they're going to be like, I said to make them kiss. He's like, I don't know how to write gay love. Like, well, okay.
We noticed.
Don't care. You're doing it.
Like,
or Mickey Mouse is coming for me.
Like, the thing that's comical about it, though, like I was saying in like the bitter, horrible way, is that people are wondering if, like, they're going to build up all this romantic tension between these two male characters, and then one of them's going to end up going out with someone named Rose instead. Because in Harry Potter play, Scorpius ends up going out with Rose Granger, or, like, Granger Weasley, Hermione and Ron's kid. And in the new Star Wars, Kelly Marie Tran's new character's name is Rose. So it's just, like,
Which character is Rose?
The new girl.
In
Star Wars, the new Asian girl.
You know who could date her?
Who could date her?
Rey.
Yeah.
That would.
There's that.
What a twist.
What a twist.
That would be nice.
All the gays. That would be nice. Can you imagine the third movie, third Star Wars movie, is just going to be like Luke Skywalker being like, yeah, I'm gay. Like, have you noticed anything about my character this entire time? Of course I'm gay. And like Rey being like, man, that Rose sure is pretty. And Finn and Poe being like, we've liked each other, obviously, for so long. Like,
you know what would be hilarious to do?
Captain Phasma's like, I'm as lesbian as they come, y'all.
And everyone's like, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, we knew.
I would love if, like, so, like, makes, like, here's what I would do.
But then Kylo Ren and Hux are still obnoxiously straight.
No. make them both gay and just not together. Like, canonically not together. Like, canonically have boyfriends on the side.
But you were saying.
I want there to be, like, some intense, like, bro fandom. Like, you know how they are so much about details? Like, make some dude where have to well actually a gay sentence. Like, because if, like, imagine, like, let's make any character in Star Wars gay. Let's say Finn and Poe. I would implore all, like, the girls that I know to, like, do that thing where, like, girls will purposely get a fact wrong. Like, oh my god, I'm such a fake geek girl, like, just to piss off, like, nerds. I love that, like, Finn and Bo are together. And, like, no, it's Finn and Poe, actually. It's like, oh, like, just, to, like, because, like, it's like one of, like, you ever see those traps online where it's like, yeah, every time a girl tweets, a man's gonna come and, like, fix the typo and they spell something wrong. And, like, Savvy Dude's like, haha. Nice job there, but someone's like, you spelled typo wrong, and it's like, like, you saw the cheese in the mousetrap, and you punched it.
That's like that tweet where the guy was like, some woman asked me what mansplaining was, and we've been staring at each other deadlocked for an hour. I think it's a trap, but I can't tell.
That's almost like Catch 22, where it's like technically not, but it is a very precarious situation. if a woman ever asks you as a man what mansplaining is, you look at her and you say, not today, Satan, because she's not Satan, but he's trying you today. He's trying to get you laughed at, and you know what, we don't need that. Oh gosh, yo, I have to find like a brave woman to wear a shirt to an anime convention that just says what is mansplaining on her t-shirt, and also spell like one of like splaining wrong, like, so this isn't mansplaining.
Splining.
Yeah, and like just watch the people explode as she walks by. From, like, I need to say something, it's my duty, but I don't want to get caught out. Damn SJWs, they just blow up. I've been drinking strong beer. And the last thing, I think it's the last thing? Yeah, it's the last thing. Tell me about this. This is Voltron season, the
Voltron
third.
Voltron season three, the season the third. So... Netflix did this thing that I'm not 100% sure about, where they were like, sure, we're going to have a season 3 and a season 4, and season 3 is going to come out in August, and season 4 is going to come out in October, but season 3 is going to be 7, and we're all just like, you just wanted to give us something, so we've stopped talking about it, huh, Netflix?
Like, get out of my head.
You're like... So, we had a 7-episode season that dropped on Friday, and I watched an episode on the train on the way to work, because Netflix lets you download stuff now.
That's such a good feature.
Which is very handy. And I watched some more on the train, and then I finally finished it when I got home. Which may count for the first time I have ever actually binged a Netflix series, like, all in the weekend it came out. 7 23-minute episodes. Like, really, you gotta start somewhere, I guess. But it was something. It sure was something. They're really, like, they're building their series pretty interestingly. They've got some good, mythology. Like, they're building the mythology in an interesting way this season. They had, like a flashback episode to, like, when Voltron was formed, created originally, which was some interesting, like, world-building background. Oh my god, I just noticed all the paintings on my wall are all really, really crooked. Holy shit. distracted. But yeah, so the one thing, there are a couple things that I wish they would have gotten into a little bit more. The last season really turned on the revelation that one of the main characters, one of the paladins of Voltron, was part Galra, which is the evil empire of the series that they're working to fight. So, like, there was a lot of, like, themes in the second season about, like, what makes a person necessarily evil. Like challenging, like, their own, like, perceptions of, like, what's bad. You know, like, there was a lot of, like, kind of not coded, like, pseudo, like, fantasy racism, but, like, people doing, like, what would be microaggressions, basically, against this character who are like, I just can't be around you now, like, now that I know that you're part Galra, but, like, also, like, hey, are you a really good fighter now that, like, I didn't realize, maybe are you a good fighter because you're part Galra, like... I mean, like, the show is racially diverse to begin with, so it's not like it's, like, a bunch of white people having this conversation.
Yeah, it's that weird, we need a term for that. When it's like, oh, it's, there's so much complicated stuff, and I'm tapped out on discourse, I don't have thoughts. there's been so much to parse through over the last, like, week and a half that... It's doing a sketchy dance. That's all I got.
But yeah, it's just like it was handled pretty well in the show. But like in this season, I thought they were going to like move forward with like continuing to develop those issues, and it was kind of a non-issue this season. Like it didn't really come up at all. Even they were just like, cool, we're friends now. Like we're not worried about that thing that we used to be worried about, like, and the other thing that was interesting but kind of weird that I'm concerned about is at the end of the last season, one of the characters just vanished, like, literally, like, poofed out of his lion, and everyone was like, I don't know what happened to Shiro, and, like, part of this season was, like, trying to figure out who was going to lead Voltron in place of, and then all of a sudden he comes back. And it's, like, very convenient over the course of one episode, to the point where, like, I'm wondering if next season it's going to be revealed that, like, he was, like, some kind of, like, Blade Runner clone thing. Like, because it was real, it just seemed very convenient how he suddenly was like, oh, and I escaped the Galra again and I'm back. part of that is fueled by the fact that, like, this character's name is Shiro, which means white in Japanese. His whole name's Takashi Shiragane, so he's, like, actually Japanese-American or Japanese of some, like, descent. But, Shiro means white in Japanese, and, like, the fandom has always referred to, like, if there was ever, like, if you ever see, like, fanfic or something where, like, it's, like the dark side, like, Shiro gone dark side to some extent... They refer to him as Kuro, which means black in Japanese.
That's kind of weird.
So it's like a... Just like...
Don't know if that's fantastic.
Like, well, it's not like... It's literally just like the colors. Like the word like, for African-American in Japanese is different.
No, it's just like... Yeah. It's... I don't know if it's a great pun-wise either. Like...
It's just, like, people being like, hey, I know a word. Like, I know my basic... I can count to one, like, count to five and know my colors in Japanese. But,
Kira.
But anyway, the, So, when Shiro escapes Theora in this convenient episode. He's having, like, flashes in his memory of something called Operation Kuron. K-U-R-O-N.
What's that mean?
And it doesn't mean anything that I know of, but Kuro in Japanese is K-U-R-O.
What's that?
So, like, that's black.
Okay, okay. Of Shiro.
So, like,
gotcha.
That's what I'm thinking. Maybe he's, like, some kind of Blade Runner clone thing, because, like, he had, like, a vision of, like, maybe some other, like, another version of himself or something. Like, it was very vague and confusing a little bit, but I'm wondering how 100% Shiro, the Shiro on, like, in the castle is right now. Based on that. But that was, like, the only little snippet of that. Like, we didn't see any, like, snips of him being, like, genuinely malevolent in any way. So, if it is that, it wasn't very well foreshadowed. The other exciting, like, interesting thing about this season is that they introduced a new villain, because in the battle at the end of last season where Shira disappeared, the big bad, Zarkon got put into, like, a coma, basically. And so the new person leading the Galra Empire is his son, Lotor, who is part Galra, part Altaian, which is the race that the princess is. And so he's, like, kind of, like, a dark elf-looking dude.
Okay.
Like, purple skin, long flowing hair, like, fishy, kind of.
Ooh, fancy.
And, like, all of his squad, his mostly female squad, seems like bait for the Steven Universe fandom.
Hmm.
To some extent. Like, there's, like, a big buff Cheeto Puff kind of lady. There's a guy who's blind, but he can, when he telepathically connects with his cat, he can see. And then there's another, like, pretty lady. And then there's a lady with, like, a tentacle on her head who's, like, cheerful and excited about things. Like,
they're playing a game.
They're literally playing a game. Like, someone on, like, Lila, who was on the show, was tweeting about it. She was like, something like, when they were showing the promos of Lotor, like, everyone was like, but who would have fucked Zarkon? And then, like, you find out who he married in the, like, mythology episode where they go back to the beginning of Voltron. And so it's like, didn't expect them to give us the answer. It's like, like, and then someone else was saying something about, like, did Netflix know what they were doing when they designed Lotor's character? And I was like, look.
Yes.
Him and his entire squad, they knew exactly what they were up to.
People are so smart.
Like, did you look up a picture of him?
Lotor?
Just, like, Lotor and squad or something, like.
Lotor's generals, right?
Yeah,
Lotor, like, and Garrod. So I see the cat.
Yeah, so it's, like, the dude with the cat.
He's the Bishy dude, right?
Yeah, he's the dude with the flowy hair.
Okay, so we got Ragyu on the right.
Yeah, buff Ragyu.
And then we got, like, one of the, like, we got a Mass Effect looking person in the back. And this person on the left is just, like, I don't know, isn't that the bad guy from Sailor Moon?
it's a lot.
Let's see, what is this? What's I wish I knew what these were called. I wish I played Mass Effect so I could tell you, like, what.
I tried to type Lotor's generals and I wrote Lotor's genders instead, which is a completely different.
We can't just search Lotor because it'll give you Lord of the Rings, right?
Yeah, but it's not Lord of the of Rings, so it'll just be LOTR.
Yeah, which is weird because people call it Lotor. No, I'm thinking of KOTOR. Never mind.
Yeah, you're thinking of KOTOR.
Yeah. What a.
What a mess we've made.
A town in Montenegro. That's a Snapple fact.
Yesterday I searched Pearl and Marina, and it came up with, like, a ton of pictures of, like, boats in marinas, and then, like, one picture, like, without the word Splatoon in there, and one picture at the very top of, like, a render of Pearl and Marina.
Where the hell do you live at?
I live right on a highway now.
Oh. It's surprising how many of these are marinas, actually, because right? like only on images. Pearl and Marina.
So do you want to take a music break? I feel like I've gotten my feels out about Voltron.
Yeah. That's good. Let's go to last thing. Get Out's making mad money. Most profitable movie of the year. That's worth pointing out.
Yeah.
So
everything they were telling people about,
black people being niche films is false. Looks like people apparently...
Sounds like some garbage.
...are voting with their wallets towards a diverse kind of a population. Seems like girls' trips making money.
Black people, written by black people, directed by black people.
Seem to speak to white people. It's almost like we've been the arbiters of culture since 1776 and are finally getting credit for the fact that the impact we've had on this entire country, including rock and roll, that Elvis stole. But hey, you know, what do I know? snark aside, it is nice to see that, obviously I don't need the validation. I don't think Jordan Peele or the people behind Girls Trip made these for white validation, but it is nice to shut up the people that are saying, white people don't want to see a black movie. Yeah, they do.
Apparently they did. Not only was it a black movie starring black people and by black people, but about racism.
Yes. And people saw it.
Where white people were the bad guy.
Like, unequivocally the bad guy.
And not just white people, fake woke white people. Like, I voted for Obama white people.
You know what I always question about Get Out? Were these woke white people, right? Fake woke. And this is just a question that I don't want to answer to, and we'll go to music after this. Were they racist, like Klan racist, and were taking over black people's bodies because they hated black people purely as that? And like, or were they like if they saw a black person in the street, would they look at them with disdain or be like, oh, that's just some person? Could capture them because we do this experiment thing. But like, you know what I mean? Like how hostile would they be towards the people that aren't specifically their victims? You know what I mean? Would they just be like, oh, okay, people? Or would they be like, how a Klan's person be like, I wish I could kill these people? You know what I mean? It's just, I don't think the answer was there. And I don't know how much it matters, but it is, I think that does feed to the difference between the fake woke person and the out and out bigot, you know? Yeah, just a thought experiment. Amazing movie. Go see it. And, here comes some amazing music. Give it a listen. Peace.
Last section, so we got some stuff to talk about. Stuff we got.
Yeah.
What do you get, Dom?
It's the shit we got section. And
that's the one.
I got some stuff. I got Puyo Puyo Tetris for the Nintendo Switch.
Now, you told me what that was before, but tell me again for them listeners.
Okay. Well, I also got a case to carry my Switch around. That's pretty self-explanatory.
That's Puyo, useful, though.
Yes. Puyo Puyo Tetris, if you've ever played Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine or Kirby's Avalanche, or even some other puzzle games like Tokimeki Puzzle Dama, which is the Tokimeki series, but it's a puzzle game. It is basically like these jelly bean type dudes. Not dudes, I'm saying dudes the way like math teacher will say X is a guy. It's just these little bubble things. So think Tetris, but with Candy Crush or Bejeweled clearing mechanics. So you want to match four as long as they're within the major four directions, so up, down, left, right of each other. You clear four, they disappear, and everything falls down. And you can make combos. There's a little bit of like pre-planning, kind of like speed chessy things to it. So you can either play Tetris, Puyo Pop, Puyo, and Tetris at the same time, I believe, or you play Puyo or Tetris and your opponent plays the other one and you like drop the junk on each other from playing really well. There's online, there's local Switch, so I can bring my Switch to play against your Switch. We can break these little things off the side. So I'm excited about that. I always love the Puyo Pop series. It's one of my favorite puzzle games. It's really fun to like just destroy beans.
Nice.
That's what I got this week, and I can't think of anything else.
Literally nothing else was got
by mom. I mean, there might be other stuff, but I mean, I got some nice beers again. That's about nice. It. I got one called 10-50. Not tree-50, but 10-50.
Is that a reference to the alcohol content or something else?
Say it again.
Is that a reference to the alcohol content or something else?
Yeah, it's 10.5%. And it was, wow, it was some dark-ass beer, man. Whew. What about you? What'd you get?
I got some stuff this week, man. First and foremost, I probably talked about this. I don't even know if we were recording this show at that point in our lives. Yeah, we were. Because I bought them in April.
Yeah.
The tickets. I got the tickets to see this in April. Hamlet at the Public Theater, starring Oscar Isaac and Keegan Michael Key.
Yay, Hamlet.
Was this weekend. Yay, Hamlet. There were people there wearing their Yay, Hamlet Hamilton t-shirts. because of course they were, and holy shit, it was amazing. Not just because, I mean, like, obviously, like, the performance itself was amazing, like, it was just very, very good, and that's coming from someone who, like, swore off Hamlet after college, because I took my freshman year, like, required English class. The only section I could get into was a Hamlet class, literally just Hamlet for a semester. And I never wanted to, like, read a word of Hamlet ever again.
Yeah, but that wasn't with Oscar Isaac or Keegan-Michael Key in it, so, like...
Exactly. So, not only does it Oscar Isaac in it, but part of his, like, part of his Hamlet's going crazy aesthetic for this particular performance was to take his pants off all the time. He spent a solid two-thirds of this show in a t-shirt and briefs. Like,
not bad.
Not bad, TM. Like, yikes. Like, it was a very good performance, and afterward he came down to sign whatchamacallit, sign programs. I got my picture taken with him, which you can see if you follow us on Instagram
or Facebook.
I posted it there, or Facebook, because the Instagram posted Facebook. Also, I didn't get a picture with Keegan-Michael Key, but he did shake everyone's hand who was in line to get their stuff signed. So I shook his hand. He's a very firm and professional handshake.
He seems like it. Like, not too hard, but, like, definitely firm and, like, this is a good handshake.
Yeah, it was a platonic ideal handshake. And he was, like, super just, like, courteous and wonderful. Like, we were like, oh my gosh, thank you so much for coming down. And he was like, thank you guys for being here. Like, we did our job, now your job is to waited for us, and so now, or like, you like saw the show and were appreciative of us, and now it's our turn to be appreciative of you. Like, just like said like the nicest things, and it was really delightful. And then I got my picture. Like, Oscar came down after that, and like after me and my friend got our pictures with him, we like literally like went and collapsed on a bench. We were overwhelmed.
It sounds overwhelming in the best kind of way.
Yeah. And then I got tickets. I didn't actually get them this week. I think I got them a couple weeks ago, but it just occurred to me that I got them this week. But I got tickets to see a different set of folks that I'm excited about, but not as viscerally attracted to as perhaps as Oscar Isaac.
The thirst this week is ridiculous. Like,
there's a lot of thirst.
There's been thirst for fictional and real people. Like, oh my gosh. Yeah. And I'm not hating. I'm just pointing out facts.
There says no curfew, man. But yeah, so...
yeah, that's true.
These folks, more going to see for their comedic chops than for their looks. No offense to anyone involved, but McElroy Brothers.
I think they would point out that that's why they want you there.
go to see the McElroys. Bizarrely and strangely, there's like live show tour is an Adventure Zone live show in Nashville on the Saturday that we're going to Key West. An Adventure Zone live show in Seattle, or like Tacoma, Washington, somewhere on the West Coast. And then all of the rest of their live shows are, like, for the rest of the year, are their advice show. They're My Brother, and Me.
Yeah, which one are you seeing?
So I'm seeing a My Brother, and Me show. Jenny's coming up, because there's a Brooklyn show of that. I was just like, I might as well just go see the, see the McElroys. It doesn't make sense to me that they, like, would spread them that way, because, like, I know they have, like, they have a TV show now, I think, with Mabum Bam, but, like, the fact that, like, the Adventure Zone is just wrapping up right now, I feel like that it would be...
trying to get some steam going back on.
Yeah, like, maybe they're just trying to get some space from it for a while, but, like... I feel like it's, like, right now the fandom is at its peak, so it seems odd that they wouldn't cash in on that by doing more Adventure Zone-related live shows.
I mean, from what I understand, they're not, like, cash-in type bros. Like, I think they...
They're doing a book. They're doing a graphic novel of the...
Yeah, I remember they were talking about that. Because people were you should make Taco Brown, and they're like, no, the fuck, we shouldn't.
Yeah, like...
Like, see why you think that's a good idea, but what are you thinking?
Yeah. But, yeah, that's... they got those things, and then the one physical barrier to me being a workout girl is that I did not have a sports bra, and so I bought one today. So now I just will have the emotional and mental barriers to making myself go work out. I downloaded the Couch to 5K app, but I have not opened it yet.
What was the last part?
I downloaded the Couch to 5K app, but I haven't actually opened it yet.
I've heard that's a good app.
Yeah, so we'll see how that goes. Maybe Friday.
Okay. Good luck.
I'm trying to be a good physical person, not only because it's good for me, but also because I'm still wanting to do that Red Sonja cosplay.
Well, I kind of want to do McCree and a McCree cosplay.
a lifeguard McCree? Hey.
You can't let the joke go by when it pops up. Yeah, I kind of like that. I like that. And I still want to do a Sombra cosplay one day, but now she has two ones with her belly out, and I'm like, my belly's weak. But have you
get that belly up.
Have you seen the... a lot of people are going gay crazy for Farrah's new spray. Well, it's not a Farrah exclusive spray.
Well, I've not seen it.
She's doing a... I just think I just retweeted it for you. It's like... so, if you play Lucio Ball, and I think... I forget what the conditions are, which I hate when they put, like, this stuff where you're like, oh, man, I have to play this and do specific things. But if you if you do some specific things, you... So, there's three sprays. There's one that's Zenyatta hold, like, using all his fake hands to hold a bunch of balls. Like, it's a goalkeeper one. Then there's one that's a hat trick. I think you get a score, an assist, and something else. You get, like, Reaper doing a call, like, Gold Blossom. It's just him shooting a bunch. And then there's one with Farrah doing, like, a bicycle kick. And she's hot.
Uh-huh.
Like, she has, like, the ponytail going on.
Oh, I saw it. I think I saw it, but, like, with...
like, Mercy, like, on top.
Mercy on top, yeah.
People do a lot. So much. But in that vein, let's just end the Thirst Fest. Cause we're falling apart here, and the laptops are falling apart. I'm faking drunk. So let's hit them with the social media business.
Yes.
Say you want to thirst follow your hosts. It's easy. We talk a lot.
Ooh.
Check us out on Twitter. Character Rev. That's two R's in the middle. You can find the podcast. You can find me at Brother Dom. You can find Steph at Captain Steph. These are the Twitters, And luckily for me, I do great branding, so you can find me everywhere at Brother Dom that I would like to be found. Pretty straightforward. You can find Steph on Instagram, I believe, at... I believe it's Captain Steph, but I'm not sure. You can find our Tumblr at Snowquare. It's pretty easy to find. You can find us both writing for Lady Geek Girl and Friends blog. That's ladygeekgirl.wordpress.com. And you can find us, you can find the podcast at simplecharacterville.simplecast.fm. And you can find us on Facebook by searching Characterville. You recognize the logo. So until next time, we will catch you later. Thanks for listening. Check out the music in the show notes. And until next time, see you later.